Welcome to the Electrician's Success Podcast!
When you're out on your own and you've got this sense of responsibility to yourself and your family and everything else that you've got going for you, you have this sense of responsibility where I have to make the most of this. If not, I'm not going to keep my business running. So you get this cool amount of drive, but also you've got all this freedom when you're not working to be marketing, to be posting on Facebook, to be Instagramming, to be calling friends, to be dropping into your local cafe strip and introducing yourself to the business owners. So just all the stuff you can do when you don't have work on. And then you go and do this work and then, oh my God, I'm so busy, I can't handle all this work. So you go from like, oh, I've got no work, to like, fuck, I can't handle this work. And then you put someone else on, you're like, we don't have enough work. And it's like, hustle, 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 like, got too much work. So you're gonna have this like, stress from too much work, stress from not enough work, forever. Like, I still have it. It's just something that happens when you're running a business. And it's something you can control by just being aware of where you're at. And I'm much better now at being able to look at, okay, so we had 2 months where we had a loss. That means in 2 more months, this is gonna hit us hard. We have to put some action in now. What are we gonna do? Spend more money on ads? We're gonna hustle, we're gonna this, we're gonna that, rather than getting 2 months down the track and going, oh shit, what's happening? And then you look back on your finances and you're like, oh crap, it's those 2 months where we had a bad loss that caused it. The big problem is people don't regularly input their finances into zero and they don't even know those bad months happen. So they just carry on life until it just hits them and they got no money in the bank and they don't know what to do about it. So if you're smart enough to just always input your income and always look at your reports, that's going to protect you, because you're going to know when you have to put your foot down and you're going to know when you can just cruise a little bit and put some more time into marketing or building the business or whatever you want to do.
Hey, just before you go, if you haven't already, make sure you go over to the Facebook and Instagram pages and follow us. Just search Electrician Success Academy, and our Instagram handle is at Electricians Academy. And make sure you set up your notifications so you're getting our videos and live feeds that we're doing regularly. That's a great way for you to keep learning and upgrading in the electrical industry. And if you feel like you're getting a lot of value out of this podcast, please go and leave us a review. It will help us help more electricians around the world become more successful in life and business. I would really appreciate any time you spend doing that. I'm really pumped that you're here and would love to have you in as a member at the Electrician Success Academy too. We're all over the world now and it's a great way for us to all connect and learn from each other on what's working and what's not, especially for businesses. So electrical businesses, go and check out the website at electricians-success-academy.com and would love to have you as a member and join in all of the conversation that we have in our groups. But until next time, have a fantastic day and keep crushing it out there. We'll see you soon.